Kyle, so much good stuff from Ichiro over the last two nights. As we wrap up our conversation tonight, I asked one of the greatest hitters in the history of the game for his thoughts on one of the game's new superstars, his Marlins teammate, Giancarlo Stanton. We know that 5 years after you retire, whenever that is, you're headed to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. We hope that 10 or 15 years from now, Giancarlo Stanton is going to be in a position like that, having watched him begin his career here in Miami. Tell me what it's been like for you watching Stanton day in and day out close up for the first time.
まずもう圧倒的にそのフィジカルのポテンシャルが
You know, physically, he's just out of this world. You know, he's almost not human-like. You know, he's unbelievable physically. But you also look at his emotional state. You know, he doesn't really show that much emotion. Obviously, you know, sometimes if something goes wrong, he kind of, you know, shows a little bit emotion. But he's got that. He's able to control his emotions, which I feel is very important. So his potential to be great is really unbelievable.
As you wrap up with Ichiro, as much of a student you are of the game, who are some of the other hitters around Major League Baseball you really enjoy watching right now?
今で言うなら、ゴードン。まあ、それと、まあ、違う、全然違うタイプだけど、まあ、スタントンは誰が見たって。
You know, for me, right now, it's D. Gordon and Stanton. Obviously, they're two completely different types of players. But, you know, I get to be this close, getting to watch them play. I'm very interested in and enjoying watching them play.
Ichiro, arigato. Well, he could have chosen Mike Trout or Andrew McCutchen or Jose Altuve, but Ichiro decided to keep it local, admiring the work of a couple of his Marlins teammates, D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton. There was so much more I wanted to ask him, but the conversation we brought you over about 15 minutes or so the last three nights took about twice that long to record with all my questions and all of Ichiro's answers funneling through interpreter Alan Turner. There were some great insights and very thoughtful answers from Ichiro, and you can bet we'll have more with him over the course of the season. Talking with Ichiro, every bit as much fun as watching him play. Again, thanks to Ichiro for the time this week, and a very special thanks once more to interpreter Alan Turner. If you missed either of the first two parts of the interview, which ran the last two nights, you can listen to them as a podcast at marlins.com/podcasts or by searching for Miami Marlins Podcasts on iTunes. Kyle, back to you.